Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, supporting you through your personal injury claim. Text 660.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
We were somehow touching a dream. That dream got shattered last night, and emotionally you get the effects. I think we were having such a confident feel about our possibilities that when that gets shattered in football, that can be a really, really tough place to be.
Well, after the desperate disappointment in the Ukraine on Thursday, it's back to domestic duties and life in the Premier League for Everton, who must put that European heartache aside and knuckle down to the reality of the task that confronts them in these final nine games of the season. Beginning here at Loftus Road against a QPR side that occupy one of the three relegation places that Everton are still trying to avoid being sucked into. A win here will go an awful long way to securing the Blues' safety. Roberto Martinez has rung the changes again, five in all from the side that went down to that 5-2 defeat in Kiev. Alcaraz, Barry, Apsu, Barkley and Naismith making way for Stones, Gibson, Lennon, Osman and Kone. Barry, of course, is out suspended.
Hopefully later on, Alvin, not speaking about the referees.
Yes.
A lot of referees have been slaughtered over the weekend. It's John Moss.
He's just blown his whistle, Jonathan Moss, and got us underway. Everton defending the goal away to our left. Everton in all black. The away strip today with QPR in their familiar blue and white hoops. And they're attacking immediately down this left-hand side. The ball off Zamora and running through to Tim Howard, who's got 1,800 or so Everton fans in the top tier of the stand behind him.
Yeah, great support once again.
Ball forward from Everton towards Lukaku. Kone chesting it down. Lukaku finds Osman. On it goes again towards the edge of the penalty area. Kone and Osman linking up. Ball breaking inside the penalty area. And Kone goes down under a challenge. There were some appeals for handball there against Everton initially as well.
I think it was. I thought it was handball and I thought it should have been a penalty. Obviously not getting monitors in front of us, but it was like good play between the two centre-forwards, Kone and Lukaku. The ball just bounced off. I think it was Anua whose arm it hit.
The game.
Here is Kone now, finding Lukaku, back towards Kone. Young was in the way. It's Kone again. Lennon might just keep it in play. He's got it into the penalty area. Lukaku back to goal. Tees it up for McCarthy. Shot blocked on the edge of the box by Joey Barton.
Yeah, good play from Lennon. Wasn't the best ball given to him. But
he did well to rescue it. Here's Phil Jagielka for Everton inside the QPR half, left hand side, on for Baines, flicked in towards the corner of the penalty area for Lukaku and back to Baines.
Corner.
Gets a corner out of it by wrapping a right footed effort towards goal.
Well, I tell you what, Lukaku up against the two centre backs already is bossing them. Get the ball into him.
Corner.
Scored in midweek from a corner.
Yeah, Jagielka at the near post, heading home a Baines corner.
Yeah, I know it's not everyone's cup of tea. I know it's going from set pieces, but we'll take it.
We haven't scored from many, Graham. Leighton Baines will take this corner for
What's
Everton.
What's the referee been busy? Look, going right over there now to see if it's in the quadrant.
He's not our favourite official.
Oh, my goodness.
Had him three times this season, lost them all.
And the only reason why he's went over there is because it's a tight pitch and a small pitch and he can go over.
He's a big lad. Baines near post for Osman, over the bar. Half-volleyed effort from Osman, who met the Baines corner, about the corner of the six-yard box, over it sailed.
Oh, it's a chance, it's a good ball, it's a good set piece, good movement from Leon Osman. Just couldn't keep his effort down.
Phillips sees his effort this time blocked by Baines. It's a throw in on the far side.
If we don't stop it again, it's coming in again.
Yeah. Isla's attempt to ball in again. Appeals for handball. I don't think the referee was even looking at that. Don't think it was handball. 13 minutes played. 0-0 at Loftus Road. Here's Nedim Anua trying to head away, but Kone's winning the ball back for Everton before it's cleared by QPR up towards Zamora to find Austin back towards Zamora. Zamora edge of the penalty area, twisted away from Stones on his left foot. Stones recovers, gets the block in. Zamora maybe should have got his shot away earlier.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they're knocking at the door, aren't they? And it's nervy effort every time the ball goes forward, causing them problems.
Forward from Barton, lumped into the penalty area. Tim Howard underneath it all the way. Catches and throws it out to Seamus Coleman.
Oh, no.
Coleman's overrun that ball straight into Young, the South Korean international.
Oh, he's having a laugh.
Referee's giving a free kick here. What's Coleman supposed to do there, Graham? How can he get out of the way of the South Korean there? Yun grounded and gets a free kick. South Korean international who was signed from Chunham Dragons back in January of 2013.
What's it, Yun, get on with
definitely, and all that. Definitely not one of your favourites, no. Graham. Joey Barton to take this free kick. Barton's delivery into the penalty area. It's a good one, and it only needed the merest of touches there from Nedumanua, and that would have beaten Tim Howard, who held onto it on his goal line.
Yeah, it's a great free kick from Joey Barton. But the ball gets thrown forward to around the corner, and I know it's difficult, but he's got to do better to get a hold of it. Just listen, the momentum's growing Crystal Palace's way, QPR's way. I wish it was Crystal Palace. Yeah,
we don't like that ground either, Graham. Here's QPR on the ball with Sandro inside the Everton half. Now Matt Phillips, Sandro again, back towards Phillips, but cut out by Everton. Osman finds Lennon. Chance for Everton to cross the halfway line. It's a good ball from Lennon for Kone. Lukaku's making his way into the penalty area. Kone, left edge of the box. He's got past his man. He's cut it back. Lennon tees it up for Osman. Chance to shoot. Declines. Gives it to Coleman. Coleman!
Goal! Yes!
Everton in front. Seamus Coleman, right-footed, angled beyond Rob Keane, into the corner of the net, off the post, and nestles into the opposite corner. Good move by Everton, a well-worked move just outside the penalty area. Osman laid the ball off and he looked like he was going to shoot. Coleman did the rest superbly, and Everton are in front at Loftus Road.
Fantastic finish from Seamus Coleman, but it comes from the ball down the side. Coney makes a run, comes inside Joey Barton. Good ball into Lennon, good layoff to Osman. As you said, I thought he was going to strike it, but he's rolled into his path and I'm shouting, hit it, hit it. He side-footed it in off the far post, and then great strike. Get the ball forward to the front two. Defensively, QPR are all over the place.
Hoylett.
Stand up.
Plays it to the left foot.
Close.
Yun. Coleman does close him down. Back with Junior Hoylett. Clips a right-footed ball in, flicked off the head of Zamora, and Tim Howard then holds it under his crossbar after the touch from Charlie Austin took it towards goal.
A good throw out as well.
Here's Kone for Lukaku down at the other end. Lukaku just couldn't get the better of Stephen Colker, who got the ball clear for a throw.
Brilliant from Tim Howard, straight throw out to Kone. Kone does well, tries to put inside to Lukaku. His first touch was a little bit heavy, put the ball ahead of him too much, allowing Colker to get back, but just shows you how simple it is. But you can see QPR, what they're trying to do is they're just trying to get it and get the ball in, and they're putting decent delivery in there.
Osman, just outside the corner of the box, puts one into Lukaku, back for Osman. Osman with great feet, as you'd expect, gets a shot in on goal at the near post. Rob Green makes a comfortable save.
Yeah, but it's good ball into to Lukaku, who does well to hold up and just sets up Leon Osman. Just tried to hit it first time, but just got caught under his feet. Eventually got it out, but team shot.
Joey Barton for Nedumanua just inside the Everton half. Now Matt Phillips towards the edge of the penalty area for Charlie Austin, who's turned and got a shot in, deflected towards Zamora, and Tim Howard knocks the ball off his head and scoops it out of the air.
Well, it's half a chance, and they've allowed Charlie Austin. We know what he's about this season, should be surprised. Good little turn on the edge of the box. Jagielka gets a block, goes up in the air, and unfortunately Tim Howard read that.
Now Nedumanua finds Isla. Isla's ball forward to Zamora. Zamora failed to control on the edge of the penalty area, and Coleman gets it away.
Go on, you're in.
Ball flicked on by Kone towards Lukaku. Kone's gone for the return. Kone's got there, tries to play the ball to Lukaku. Lukaku, keep this in play here.
Chance.
He's outside of the penalty area on the left-hand side. He's now inside the box. Pulls it back for Gibson. His shot is blocked by Joey Barton, who threw his body on the line to get the block in.
Claimed handball there.
Now Lukaku again, down that Everton left. Can't get the better of Isla this time, who comes away with the ball for QPR. It was another chance, that, for Everton.
Well done, that. Oh, well done, Aaron Lennon. The referee, having a laugh.
Free kick here for
Everton, played round about. He's won the ball, Aaron Lennon.
Rangers. Isla, forward to the corner of the box, down the right edge of the penalty. Charlie Austin in for Zamora, who's missed a golden opportunity to equalise with his head. He's glanced it well wide of goal.
Should have scored. What a ball from Charlie Austin. What a ball. knows what he's doing. He just hooks it over his shoulder right across the six-yard box. Zamora's in the centre of the six-yard box, just needs to get his head on it, and he scores. Tries to glance it wide of the target. Real let off from Everton.
Yeah, real chance for QPR. Free kick, which Rob Green will take from the right edge of his 18-yard box. Yeah. Referee blows for half-time, where Everton lead at Loftus Road by a goal to nil. And that goal came courtesy of the boot of Seamus Coleman after a well-worked move was dispatched into the far corner by Coleman from just inside the penalty area. Zamora has had their best chance with a headed opportunity that he glanced well wide. He really should have done better. But this game has a long way to go yet. You can sense that, Graham. Everton have the advantage, and hopefully they can go on and take the 3 points.
Well, how many times have we said that the next goal's important? Everton get it. You know, you look at 3 points, they get it. You know, they look dangerous because they get the ball into the box at every opportunity. Zamora's causing us problems with his height and his physical presence. You know, we look better when we just get it forward and play it forward. You know, Leon Osman gets on the ball. Great goal, Seamus Coleman. But this is not finished yet, you know, because, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to work what they're out, what they're doing. They're just getting the ball in every opportunity and get it in the box. As you said, Zamora should have done an awful lot better with a headed chance. And they've had little half chances in and around our six-yard box. They've had to defend really, really well, but certainly the game is still alive. You know, I'd just like to think that we can get it forward quicker, get it into channels, get it into holes, tight pitch, just knock it behind. They don't look great defensively. They look nervy as well. You know, Nedumanua playing centre-back alongside Colker.
Yeah.
You know, Lukaku and Kone can give them problems, but we need to get it forward quicker enough, quicker than what we're doing. But at the moment, the manager delighted. Great goal, great piece of quality. Just showed you what they can do. Leon Osman involved, as always, when it comes to a little bit of quality in that final third. And great finish from Seamus Coleman. So 1-0 at half-time. Yeah, we'll take it all day long, but we've got to make sure that we keep defending the way we are doing. You know, not take any chances, not be trying to overplay in that area of the pitch, you know, because they'll close you down. Bart will close people down. Get it forward and let's do the damage in their final third. Don't look to look. Listen, sometimes it's not all about playing nice, pretty football. Bobbly pitch, tight pitch. Play to your strengths. Get it forward to your two front players who are strong and physical, and let's play up that end. Don't try and pussyfoot around in midfield and get closed down and at the back. Get it forward, get up and support them. And if we do that second half, we'll win the game.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Had an accident? Let them tackle your claim. HampsonHughes.com.
Welcome back inside a noisy Loftus Road. Teams are out. Here comes the referee. So Everton leading by a goal to nil. And the second half will kick off shortly. Time for me to tell you that Hull City and Chelsea are locked at two apiece at half-time in their game at the KC Stadium. Hazard and Costa for Chelsea. El Mahabedi and Ndoye for Hull.
Keep that of only 10 men out.
One missing. Yeah. They have got one missing. Here
they
go. Joey Barton. Right. We're all set, ready to go. Everton will kick off, attacking from right to left as we look. And behind the goal of Rob Green, all the Everton fans in the top tier, where hopefully they'll see Everton hit the back of the net down there and seal this game. Ball forward by QPR initially in this second half. Here is Joey Barton, forward to Zamora, headed on to Charlie Austin, breaks for Hoylett. Hoylett with a right-footed effort, off the crossbar, and headed back towards goal, and put into the net after Everton and Coleman failed to clear on the line.
No, offside.
Oh, the man who put the ball in from the headed opportunity that Everton failed to clear off the line is flagged offside.
Well, I think it was Phil Jagielka, who's a lucky guy. Because it was a great shot, it's hit the crossbar, it's come back, and I think it might have been Charlie Austin who's flagged for offside, but Phil Jagielka's got out of jail. He's trying to control the ball 2 yards from goal instead of just clearing it. That's a let-off.
It is. And bit of an eye-opener at the start of the second half for Everton if they needed one. 1 minute of the second half played, and the shot crashed against the crossbar from Hoylett. Howard was beaten. The rebound eventually scrambled home, but thankfully flag raised for offside. Osman
for Baines.
Oh, brilliant.
Great back flick from Baines, and now he's played in Kone. Chance here for Kone.
Hit it!
Should have got his shot away. He had an opportunity to. Only half cleared by QPR as far as Osman. Osman for Gibson. Chance to shoot. Gibson does, but it's wide of the right hand
post. What is Kone doing? He's got the ball. He's got to take a shot. Going too long, and he's going to try and score the perfect goal. Got an opportunity inside the box. He's got to drive and hit the target.
Yeah, failed to do so. And the chance was gone. Vargas again. Yeah, he just got pulled out of position a bit there. Here's Isla. Isla lifts it into the penalty area. Zamora sees it go over his head. And Yun is there. Yun back for Vargas. Chance to shoot. He's twisted one way, then the other. Then Zamora played in. Zamora pulls it outside the box for Sandro.
Great block
by Osman on the edge of the penalty area from
Sandro's grasping drive.
Here's Lukaku breaking at the other end. Can he outrun Stephen Kolka? Lukaku still has it. Right edge of the penalty area. Kone's in the box. And the ball in is a tame one in the end from Lukaku.
He's done his
hammy. He's pulled a muscle by the looks of it as well. And the ball's gone behind for a goal kick.
Well, I tell you what, he's done well there. And I think that Kone's got to do better.
Yeah, he's got to get into the penalty area quicker
won it
to
here.
Support. Kone winning the ball back for Everton. Lukaku looks as though he's in a bit of trouble here. He's not walking freely at all at the moment.
Oh, no.
And that's a short ball for Coleman, who thankfully wins a throw-in for Everton. Young back inside for Joey Barton. 35 yards from goal. He's having a crack at goal. It's taken a deflection and it's gone behind for a QPR corner.
Yeah, Romelu Lukaku's got to make a decision. The manager's got to make a decision. Get him off. Get either Besic in there or somebody in midfield, because at the moment they're dictating it and they're running the midfield. And if he doesn't do it quickly, we're going to find ourselves on level terms.
And he's got to... It's a corner. Corner sent deep, headed back by Queen's Park Rangers. Kolka breaks to the edge of the six-yard box, and Howard's made the save, but it's been wrapped home by Eduardo Vargas. Well, as Sharpie said in commentary, it had been coming. Everton couldn't scramble the ball away from inside the six-yard box, and there was Eduardo Vargas within 5 minutes of him coming into the game. He's got QPR an equaliser, and Everton were in all sorts of trouble inside the penalty area, and they paid the price. 1-1.
Well, it's been coming, said it out, it's spot on. Again, the failure to deal with a set piece across into the box. Couldn't get away, couldn't get the ball clear. Eventually, it falls to Vargas, just smashes it into the roof of the net. But it's been coming. And I just think Lukaku just still holding. Make the substitution now. Get him off, get a midfield player in. She's got Ross Barkley on.
Yeah, here is the change now. Lukaku being replaced by Barkley. Had that affected Everton before that goal?
Well, I just think second half again, we kind of just sat back and just invited pressure onto it. Listen, they've been the more livelier side.
Osman can't find Kone. Cut out by QPR. Barton for Vargas. And Vargas has run straight into the challenge of Barkley, but the ball breaks for Carl Henry to pick up. And he's gone in with foot up there, and the game goes on with QPR on the break. Zamora over the crossbar. He's shot from outside the box, and Everton are furious because they feel Carl Henry went with a challenge that certainly showed all his studs, and nothing was given by referee Jonathan Moss, and now he's calling players over. Osman and Gibson are being spoken to by the referee. How did you see it, Graham?
Well, I thought he went in for it. You know, that's the sort of player he is. He's got previous, but I'm not surprised that the referee never saw it.
Kone holds onto it and plays it for Jagielka.
Go on, Ross, that's the ball. Go on.
Barkley will chase.
Go on.
Green's outside of his penalty area and volleys the ball away. Jagielka heads it back into the QPR half for Runa Kone. Kone down the left-hand side to take on Nedim Onuwa. Plays it across the penalty area. It'll find Aaron Lennon for Gibson. First time layoff for Coleman. Coleman's ball. Kone. Chance. Lennon.
Goal! Yes!
Aaron Lennon scores his first goal for Everton. And he's slotted home from around about 8 yards out after Kone failed to take the initial chance that was cleared
by Coupiard, but only as far as Adam Lennon, whose right-footed effort has been slotted into the corner of the net.
Yeah, and Coney's injured out. It was a great ball in from Coleman. Coney's trying to get across the front. He's blocked, but the ball falls to Adam Lennon, and it's a side-foot finish into the far corner. Coney looks in some distress there.
Adalterap's ball intercepted by Everton and Stones, but it's picked up again by Trapp. Trapp with the shot just wide of Howard's left hand post, struck from just outside the penalty area by Trapp.
Oh, tell you what, that was close, wasn't it? Just tried to guide it in side foot, but just looking at Everton now, Gibson's down injured.
Yeah,
it was a crunching tackle that he won on the halfway line, came off worse. Besic ready, already stripped.
Yeah, it could be a third and final change for Everton. We've already introduced Naismith and Barkley in this half. QPR have made all three changes. And Everton it is who lead by 2-1 in the latter stages of this game now. Just 6 minutes plus stoppage time remaining.
Well, it's a blocked tackle. He went in. Just hope it's not his knee. He's had problems in the past. He went in for a blocked tackle just down below us on the halfway line.
Tarapt trying to link up with Vargas, and he has, down the right edge of the penalty area. Adal Tarapt into the box on his right foot, then his left. He showed too much of it to Gibson.
Oh no, give him a chance, Ozzy.
And the ball is cleared by Everton.
Come on.
It's coming straight back from QPR. Carl Henry sends it forward. Kolka's up there now, acting as a makeshift centre forward. Kolka again. Kolka's prodded it to Tarapt. Tarapt has hit the ball. An Everton escape, that could be a pivotal moment in Everton's season. Adal Tarapt from the edge of the box, half volley, onto the crossbar behind for a goal kick.
Well, that's an absolutely off, and four or five QPR players sunk to the knees after that shot from Tarapt. Hibbard beating all ends up, hits it off of the crossbar and goes behind for a goal kick. What an almighty let off.
And that is the 5 minutes just about up now on my watch as Jagielka clears.
That's it.
And the referee blows his whistle, and Everton have won away from home for only the second time in their last 10 games on the road. And it's 3 points that takes them an awful long way towards ensuring Premier League football again next season, because that moves Everton now to 34 points as it stands. That sees them 6 points clear of Hull, who are below them, and Everton now are surely edging their way towards safety. This is a big 3 points in Everton's season. It's a second successive Premier League win after the 3-0 victory over Newcastle last Sunday. Goals from Coleman and Lennon have given Everton a 2-1 win at QPR. You can see what it means to the Everton players as they shake hands with one another and they come towards the Everton fans away to my left, behind the goal of Rob Green, where Aaron Lennon slotted home the winner. They take the applause from the Evertonians and they leave the field content in the knowledge that that victory will see them surely play Premier League football again next season, because there's a 6-point gap now between Everton and the bottom six clubs. In fact, Everton move above West Bromwich Albion and up to 13th with this victory, which was a very important one, and on the back of the exit from Europe in midweek, that will do them the power of good, Graham.
Well, it will do, Al, if we're honest. It was scrappy, they hung on. QPR put them under immense pressure. They eventually folded and they got the equaliser, but all credit to them, they hung on in there. You know, sometimes you need a little bit of luck. Everton got it today, I thought. QPR were desperately unlucky. They probably think over the piece that they deserve to win the game, but we took the chances when they came along. You know, again, disappointing thing is the injuries. You know, obviously we've got a long time to before the next game, the internationals. Lukaku went off the hamstring, which is a worry for us. But overall, you know, they've scrapped their way to a 2-1 victory. You know, wasn't pleasing on the eye, wasn't great, but when you're down there, that's what you have to do. You have to dig in. And I thought our back four and Phil Jagielka in particular were magnificent. You know, I thought Jagielka was head and shoulders above everybody else, winning headers, clearing. Aaron Lennon did well, so we had some good performances in there, but it wasn't a great performance, but it was a performance that was needed to get 3 points today. QPR will be bitterly disappointed. You know, that's what happens when you're down there and the luck doesn't go for you, they hit the crossbar near the end. But hey, listen, don't care about them. You know, that was 3 points. It was a must win for us today. We said that before the game, you know, a little bit nervy going into it. You know, it wasn't a great performance, but it was a performance you needed this time of the season.
Yeah,
to get
sometimes
the
you ask for that.
Yeah,
you want
exactly.
that, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit. Rode our luck a little bit, but, you know, we'll take it. Aaron Lennon, you know, with a finish to make it 2-1, but too nervy for my liking. Too nervy for my liking. On a tight pitch, on a difficult pitch, you know, they were unfortunate, but listen, we're both struggling. You know, we want Everton to pick up the points, and that's what they've done today.
Yeah, they picked up a point to actually go above West Brom. 34 points now for Everton from the 30 games played with Hull. Last we heard, losing at home against Chelsea by 3-2. So I think it's fairly certain now that Everton are pulling away from the lower reaches of the Premier League. And a timely victory, you mentioned there, the break, Graham, because the next game doesn't come up until the 4th of April after the international break with the home game against Southampton. So it gives the players time to refresh and reflect, maybe.
Well, definitely. And you look to go away with the countries now, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they... You know, the worrying thing for me is Lukaku. We can't do without him, I'll be honest. Kone tried that. He came off injured as well, but needs to do more. I know he's feeling his way back into the team, but some good stuff, hold-up play, but need to work harder, especially when you're up against it away from home. You need to put in a shift. Stephen Naismith came on, tried to do that, but... Yeah, they've got a break now before the international. It'll be interesting to see who goes away. Gibson picked up an injury as well. Hope that's not too serious. But listen, if it means I'm not going to be in international duties all day long, they stay at home and they get treatment here, and they're ready for our next game against
Southampton at home,
which will be tough. They're on a good run of form, but hopefully this result will give us the confidence to finish the season on the high and get us up that table.
And pick us out a Motor Range Man of the Match, Graham.
Without a shadow of a doubt, again, you know, for many weeks over the last month, I think Phil Jagielka was absolutely immense, led by example, great captain's performance. You know, Gibson did well, Ozzy did well, they all did well in their own way, but I thought Jags was heads and shoulders above everybody when he needed to be. He defended, he was quick, he was aggressive. So Phil Jagielka is my Motor Range Man of the Match.
Post-match.
First and foremost, we wanted a reaction after Thursday. I thought the emotions that we shared on Thursday were very tough. On the day after, and it's been throughout the season, it's been difficult for us to get a win after a European night. And it shows you that we learn a lot this season, that we're getting used to it. But then, more importantly, is to see the goods and the responsibility, the character that we have in the dressing room, to be able to adapt to what was needed today, because it wasn't the day of a technical performance. It was a day of being well organized, to work for each other, to be facing the battle, because it's a very physical game when you come to Loftus Road. But then to have the quality to score two magnificent goals from open play, and for me it was exactly what was needed in terms of the reaction from Thursday, a game after Europe, one of many games in a period of time, and to show that character with Phil Jagielka. I felt it was an incredible example to the team.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.